Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
What's up, Logan?
All good things.
That was too long of a pause.
I just had to think. I didn't know where you were going to go. I didn't know if you were going to say what's shaking, and then you didn't say what's shaking.
I threw you off, didn't I?
I completely threw you off. I was like blank space.
What's going on in your life? You're married. Your wife is in PA school.
Yeah.
You got volleyball coming up. By the way, we were on vacation recently, and my sons were playing sand volleyball. My son is got skills, and I immediately thought, I was like, I got to connect him to Logan. You can mentor him in his sand volleyball game. And
you know, is actually funny. Your son texted me at one point, and he was like, hey, me and my buddies are going to get together. We're going to make a team, and we're going to play at Marika's. I'm so excited. That's where I play volleyball. I was like, well, it's a bar, so you won't play there.
You won't play there. You're 16.
But,
sorry.
He's probably good. I'm sure he does. He got the body type for it.
I hope he explores more of it. I mean, obviously, he's sold out on the swimming, and he's a extremely dedicated swimmer. But I was watching him, and I was like, wow, bud, you're not bad.
Well, it's a blast. Our team has been really good this year. We've been doing really well.
Really?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
There's sand from my head to my toes. There's even some sand in my crack.
Well, can you update me when like a game is? Because I know I went to the
every Thursday night
finals. Yeah, but I don't want to go to just any game. I want to go to like hey, Quint, we're playing like, you know, Globo Gym, and we gotta, you know, they're the ones, and I want to go to that game. Like, I want to be on your side. I want to come with a sign. I'll be like, no. What was the opposite gym called? Just the guy's gym?
Oh,
what was it?
Joe's.
Average Joe's. Let's go. Yeah, we're taking down Globo Gym. That's what I want to take down. I want to be in your corner.
I'll bring you in for that game.
We are the Globo Gym Purple Cobras, and we will rock you.
I love it. Hey, a couple of odds and ends. We need questions. Keep it coming. We got a question from Thomas today. He's like a VIP questioner.
The dude has asked like 6 questions.
He's gonna
I love
get a
it, though.
Jacket, a DIY money jacket, like you get, you know, for winning the Masters. But I love it. You know, they're great questions, and he's kind of got the routine. He's like, I send in a question. If it's good, they use it, and I get $25. Like the magic DIY, you know, cycle. It's
and
wonderful.
This is a great.
It's a great question. Yeah. So we'll get to that in a minute. But we do need questions. Keep them coming. podcast@diymoney.org. All you do is you jump on your phone, hit the little, you know, I don't know, voice record button.
Voice memo, yeah.
And send us a question. And Adam, I'm talking to you. Get off the mower. Send me a question. Stop stopping me in the lawn, in the yard, and asking me the questions while you're listening to the podcast. Send me a question. That's for I want to say lawn guy, but that's like sounds disrespectful. That's like my horticulture
Your
expert.
Landscaper.
My landscaper. Yeah. Anyways. All right. That's number one. Number two, Socials on Fire. Podcast, DIY Money podcast on all the social channels. It's really doing great. Bree is a rock star. She's doing phenomenal. So check that out. DIYmoney.org. And it's in the process of getting a revamp. The site's not great.
It needs
some work. And I hope, probably not by the time this comes out, but we're going to be launching the DIY Money Weekly. And that's just a newsletter, free newsletter, recapping events of the week and kind of looking at a little spin on what's going on. There's going to be an Allie's corner, so she'll give a little, you know, kind of a tax thing, et cetera, and a Logan's Lounge, you know, to give a little update on what's going on in you know, his world or, you know, from a younger perspective. And
Daniel Crayola coloring book!
I'm really looking forward to that. We've never had kind of an ongoing newsletter. Mm-hmm. We're not going to inundate. We're not going to sell names, but that should be on the site, diymoney.org. If you want to go there and check it out, hopefully it's there by now. And if you go today and you're like, it's not there yet, well, I'm sorry. It'll be there soon. So check that out. What else? Any other odds and ends?
Jewel Financial.
Oh, yeah. We're beautiful, wonderful sponsor, Jewel Financial. If you have an intricate problem, challenge, hot button thing you can't quite figure out, you know, hit us up, joulefinancial.com. check out our wealth development program. We are actively and ongoing interviewing folks that are potential candidates for that program. It's a great program, and we'd love to learn more about your situation. All right, we got the 27th question from Thomas. What do you got?
DIY!
What's up, DIY Money? This is Thomas from Atlanta. I am about to be married, so my question is short and sweet. Any marriage advice financially for newlyweds out there? Y'all are both married, so I figured you would have a thing or two to share about that. So, appreciate it. Love the bro talk.
Boom.
Fire question.
Fire question. You know, this is one of my top five hot buttons. I am so passionate about this because I have seen this destroy marriages. I have seen this be the crack that leads to bigger problems in marriages.
It's the number one cause of divorce in the U.S.
That is a common statistic that people say. I looked for it. Like, who actually did that work and cited that? I never found it.
Okay.
What I did find, however, was that financial problems were the most common theme among divorce. So, for example, there was adultery, but there was also, financial issues. Or, we just fell out of love and blah, 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 but yeah, we're in debt up to our eyeballs and we always fight about money. And that was in kind of the things. And it varies now. I actually heard recently that the number one kind of cited variable in divorce proceedings, social media.
Really?
Yep.
That's
social media. Yeah. That's terrible,
yeah,
quite
that's
honestly.
Horrible.
Anyways, so I've not found that, but I could say adamantly that it is definitely one of the most important topics in a marriage. And if you don't address it head on from the very beginning, you got problems.
Agreed.
Very, very big problem. So a couple of things that I'll spitball, and then I'd love to hear from Logan. That's why we had him on this episode to talk, because he's newly married. Number one, I would say off the cuff, is have these conversations well ahead of time. I mean, and what a great precursor, right, Thomas? You can just be casually listening to this in your car. Let's listen to a DIY Money. Oh, there it is. Look at that. No, obviously, it's a great, great entry, but have the conversations. Know transparently not only where both of you are financially, but to the best of your ability, do a deep dive into what I like to call your money blueprint. T. Harv Eckert actually coined that phrase. I'm going to steal it.
Max, can you earmuff it for me?
Your money blueprint is how you think about money. It's often instilled in you from a young age based on what you saw or experienced. You might be fearful of money. You might be greedy. You might want to make a ton of money. You might be a spender. You might be a saver. Something, is sort of making you the way you are, the way you view money. And that has to come out. Why does that come out? So that you can establish roles. Who in the family is going to be the CFO? Who is going to be the supporting actor, if you will? And those aren't, like positions where one is more important than the other. I happen to be the CFO in our family. I mean, that's probably pretty obvious, but my wife is very engaged in our finances. She knows where things are. She knows what's happening, and she doesn't approach it. We had to kind of go through this early on. She doesn't approach it with an eye roll or a sigh and like, ugh, this is his thing. I hate this. I don't want to talk about this. Because then that just makes me bitter and pisses me off. Like, no, this is important. Like, I understand this is important. We need to talk about this. No, not at all. When I say, hey, we got to have, a money discussion, or we got to kind of have our business meeting, which we do regularly. We incorporate it into our date nights. It's kind of geeky, but we have a couple of standard things, one of which is finances. Like, we're going to go over the budget. We're going to talk about big picture, any big expenses that I need to know coming up, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing I ask is I look at her and I say, how am I doing as a husband?
Danger. Danger.
Have you ever done that?
I have asked that question one time before. It was a great conversation.
Wow. It's a very vulnerable type question.
It is.
I admittedly don't ask it sometimes when I know I've stunk. Like, when I know I'm going to hear bad, like, so it's probably, anyways, whatever. I'm going to go down. That's another podcast. But establish what the roles are. How often are you going to be kind of looking at this, goals, et cetera, et cetera. And then please, please remember, Thomas, at the end of the day, you're a team. Don't leave her behind in your financial journey. I'm going to make some assumptions. They're dangerous, but I'm going to assume you'll be the CFO. You've sent in 72 questions. So you're going to be the CFO. Hopefully she's the supporting character, the supporting role in this. I will say, if you are marrying a CFO type minded person, that can be as dangerous, but just make sure you're on the same page. Make sure you have roles, responsibilities. The last thing I'll say, I'm probably stealing all of Logan's content, but you're combining. From day one, you are one team. You are, I don't know your last name, you are Smith Incorporated. You are Jones, you know, Limited. You are one family unit. You are not her income, her money, her expenses, her debt. You are not your income, your debt, your this. No, no. You are one family unit. You go through challenges together. You experience successes together. You triumph together. You go through the journey together. You will only be stronger, and it will be an area that is a great complement to your marriage, not a detractor. What say you, Logan?
Yeah, so I've been married going on about 10 months now, and feels like 2 years.
I'm just kidding.
So this is such an important topic, and what Quint's saying about beforehand is so important to understand what that money blueprint is for each of you. Because what I've found a lot of the time, same thing in my marriage, is most people, let's just call it opposites attract, have a different money blueprint, a very different money blueprint when they get married. And they have different feelings about money. They have different ideas of what money should be, whether money is for, you know, spending in certain areas versus other areas. There's a lot of different aspects to money and to what your blueprint is, and you're likely different, and that's okay. Quint and I obviously both come from kind of the personal CFO role in our family, but that support role is so, so, so crucial. And it's very, very important in your support role to speak up. If you're in that support role, that doesn't mean you're just super passive and just not understanding what's going on in the money world for your family. I got to give my wife a ton of credit. When we first started budgeting and doing things together as a family, she said, I don't understand how you're doing this. Like, you're doing everything on an Excel sheet. I'm not as experienced in Excel. I don't understand how this Excel sheet works. I had to make an adjustment. And that was amazing for her to tell me that. So we completely changed systems. We now use an online system where I make the adjustments and then she can go in and make adjustments as well. So those kind of things are so important, and it's so important as a support person to be able to speak up and say, hey, we need to adjust this or adjust that, or this is what I think about that, and then collaborating on those financial decisions. But it can't just be one-sided.
That's excellent. I will say also, Thomas, this is something I didn't do for a very long period of time, is make sure all the ducks are in a row. If you are that person who kind of knows where everything is and knows maybe intricacies or not, you know, depending on your situation. So I now have a large binder, and we do this for our clients at Jewel if they so desire. We have a large binder that is housing all of our information, from auto titles to auto insurance to a list of accounts. And you name it, it's in there, along with names and numbers of key people that know our situation. So that's obviously the folks here at Jewel, but it's also our accountant. It's also our attorney. So that's very important, so that if something tragic were ever to happen to the CFO type person, this is true for you, or if you're listening out there and you're married and you're this type CFO person, that your supporting person can pick the ball up and run with it. Obviously, it won't be the way maybe you do it, but they won't be left sort of sitting there going, I don't know where all this stuff is, or how he did this, or how she did this. They can keep moving on, and that provides a little bit of peace of mind as well. So hopefully you found some value in that. Congratulations to you, Thomas. Keep those questions coming. I think you're on 130 now. I'm joking, obviously. And as you know, that went up every time. We have this running joke in our house of who's the, we have a new dog and who's the favorite, right? My wife was the longtime favorite. Now I say I'm the favorite. And my middle son, who really is the dog whisperer, I mean, at the end of the day, he is probably the dog's favorite. I say that truthfully, but I always joke and I'm like, well, you know, Andrew, because his name's Andrew, you know, Andrew, it's okay being the 17th favorite or the 9th favorite. I always throw like a number. It's hysterical. So it's, you know, jokes are in repetition, right? All right. That was a great question, Thomas. Keep them coming. If we use them, we'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card, which we will in this case. And joking aside, I love your questions, so please do keep them coming. They are wonderful. All Thomas did was send us an audio file question. He went onto his iPhone, hit the voice memo, read his question, sent it to us, podcast@diymoney.org, and now he's going to get a $25 Amazon gift card. Remember, friends, the secret to wealth is pretty simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest. Do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want content delivered to you regularly, be sure to follow us on Instagram at DIY.money. And if you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.